We need better planned cities with more public space and the capacity to diminish the inequalities that by now it's growing in the urban areas.
Is it possible to attain that goal?
Well, it's not easy, but it's possible. It requires political commitment and some technical capacities. Probably the most important is the first, the political commitment. But then also you need to have some technical capacities because there are some aspects of urbanization that they are technical and they should be known.
In that case, how do the common people get included? Because we're talking about inclusivity, we're talking about equitable distribution of good urban planning.
Yeah. Because the urban planning should be done in a democratic manner. It should be done with a real participation of the community. In so doing, the people takes a stock of the process and it becomes, of course, successful. Also, it's a kind of a school of participation, a school of democracy, because you need to deal with a lot of decisions which are relevant.
So there are opportunities from what the participants have been saying, but also these participants have been talking about challenges of urbanization, some which have existed for decades or even centuries, and perhaps new challenges. What are these challenges?
Well, the challenges that we are seeing in the model of the urbanization since the Second World War to now, and after the crisis of 2008, it's even bigger, is that the current model of urbanization generates inequalities. There's a kind of too much segregation of the space. After the segregation of the space, nearly automatically, the segregation of the population. And that puts barriers between the different strata of the population, and these barriers generate violence, discontent, and this is not the utopian city that we have been dreaming of. And I think that we need to recover the utopian idea of the city for everybody. The city which is able to connect the different parts of the society and have a common dialogue.
Just coming to the World Urban Forum 7th, what is your overall assessment of this particular forum?
I think that it has been very participatory and there's a lot of people, there's a lot of good and substantive debates. I am quite happy that this new vision of the urbanization is taking root. I think that the important thing is that the different stakeholders in the process of urbanization participate in this kind of awareness. Because to change the paradigm of urbanization is not going to be easy, because the current model of urbanization is very successful in terms of economic success. It's very profitable. And then we need that on top of being profitable, also is generating the good values that we need in the city.
Is there some kind of declaration, maybe a Medellin declaration that we are going to see?
Yes, I'm sure that we are going to see some kind of declaration coming out of this process of participation that has been very wide and very substantive. And I think that it goes more or less in this direction of looking for a more sustainable urbanization process.
Where do we go from Medellin?
Well, we go to Habitat 3. In 2 years' time, we will have the big conference of the UN that we celebrate every 20 years about the urban agenda in the world. And there we will be able to take stock of all what we have been doing in this process and design a new urban agenda for the next 30 years.